This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, once again, allow us to express our greetings and our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you. And now, before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And you will find that as a result of this energy that you have created, that once again it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and to partake in that telepathic exchange, that silent communication. But of course, there's always that opportunity or the choice to become involved, and that opportunity is yours, absolutely. Now, you create your reality. What becomes difficult for many individuals is to attempt to understand why it is possible for someone to create a certain type of reality, or to fulfill a desire, to have an expectation on certain elements, while others are quite difficult. Then it's not necessarily the same for each individual. It's based on what do you believe. What do you expect? For example, there are some individuals who have trouble creating what you refer to as abundance. It's always a challenge. They feel and hold the belief that it's difficult in order to create some type of abundance, in order to fulfill what they believe are the necessary elements to enjoy existing in your day-to-day activities. And yet for others, there is no such difficulty. They expect that it's quite easy. They expect that the so-called abundance will be available when necessary. And the only limitation on that abundance is their belief in how much it is that they desire or that they require in order to fulfill their desires and their needs, which varies quite substantially from individual to individual, absolutely. And yet there are others who have a very difficult time, once again, in creating that abundance. They believe that that's difficult. They hold the belief that it will be difficult. They expect that it will be difficult. And then there are others who, while they may have difficulty in achieving abundance, find that it's quite easy to be involved in relationships, in interactions with others. Find it's quite easy to have these extended loving relationships. They expect it. Well, conversely, that individual who may have no trouble in creating abundance finds it difficult to have sustaining relationships. And so here you have individuals utilizing exactly the same methods to create the reality, and yet creating absolutely opposite realities, opposite experiences, based upon what they believe. You see, to create abundance for some is difficult. That's real. That's a very difficult thing. That's beyond my capacity. You're telling me that I can create and influence the amount of abundance that I experience? While on the other hand, relationships are quite easy. It's easy to be involved in a relationship, there's no trouble at all. They expect that it will be easy. And again, conversely, other individuals who are exactly the opposite. And we've used that as simply as an example. You can apply that particular type of logic, if you wish, to any experience that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. What do you believe? What do you desire? And more importantly, perhaps, What do you expect? You see, if you don't have the expectation, if you expect that it's not possible, then it's not possible for you as an individual. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. What do you desire? Utilize imagination. Imagination is a validation of your desires, extending that into an experience in your imagination, and then having the expectation to bring that into your reality. What do you believe? It's really that simple. You can apply that particular type of philosophy to any reality that you are experiencing in your day-to-day existence. And once again, what you hold in your consciousness exists in each and every cell of your entire physical being. And so if you believe, for example, that certain thoughts and feelings will affect your physical being, then you can have that. You not only can, but do have that, if that's what you believe. It's rather interesting, and one may wish to delve into some type of research, if you wish, that in your so-called organ transplants or organ transfers, many individuals receiving an organ from a donor suddenly, without their knowledge, inherit certain personality characteristics of the donor, because it's stored within your DNA. Your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, your beliefs and belief systems affect every cell in your entire physical being. And when that particular organ is transferred to another individual, those particular beliefs and belief systems do not just simply disappear. They are part of that particular cell conglomeration in that particular organ, and affect the recipient of that donor's organ and influence many times their personality in what you may or may not refer to as being either positive or negative is irrelevant. It's the fact that stored within each of yourselves are the results of your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, your beliefs and belief systems, in your DNA and in your genetic makeup. And you have the capacity to alter that, absolutely. Not only can, the irony of it is you do on a continual basis. Some are aware of it, some are not. Some find it quite easy, once again, to create what you refer to as the simple particular reality, to hold that in your consciousness and have it affect all of yourselves, affect your thoughts and feelings, and consequently your choices and decisions in the reality that you experience. However, once again, when it becomes attempting to create something that you believe is difficult, now there's the rub, because this is now difficult, and you hold it in your awakened consciousness state that it's difficult, and consequently, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, and if you believe that it's difficult, then most surely it will be difficult. What do you believe? It's such a simple statement, and yet it is the key to understanding the ability for you to alter your reality, something that you do on a continual basis. It's not that you don't do it, it's that you're not aware that you're doing it in many instances. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I wonder if you can talk about the idea of a collective consciousness or a global consciousness. there seems to be in the world right now a great deal of fear, and it seems almost like a virus. I wonder if you could tell me something about that.
You are one. It becomes difficult to grasp that concept, that the reality that you experience is an illusion. It's the most illusionary reality that you will exist in. You are one and yet you are separate. And yet the thoughts that one holds within your consciousness affects the entire universe that you exist in. And when more than one individual holds the thought, holds that belief or belief system, then you enhance the potential of that particular reality becoming a human consciousness belief or belief system, as opposed to simply an individual controlling their own realities. You are one. Once again, it becomes very difficult to grasp that concept, how connected all of the individuals existing throughout all of your vibrational level are connected. You are one. And so when an individual holds a particular belief or belief system, when an individual holds a particular emotion or feeling, if you wish, be that as you in your awakened consciousness state view as positive or negative, is irregular. It really doesn't matter. That spot of consciousness that you are, once again, validates the reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And so it really doesn't matter to the creation process whether you in your awakened consciousness state would view it as being a positive or negative. When you hold that particular emotion, if you wish, or that feeling, and it influences the reality that you experience, and the more individuals that hold that particular emotion or feeling, then the more it affects the choices and decisions of the human consciousness. We have suggested that the human consciousness has changed, has altered the creation process that you utilize to create your reality to the point where you now affect your reality from your consciousness in a manner that was once again very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past. And yet you create that reality from your consciousness. And so what you hold in your consciousness influences the reality that you experience. And when you have a multitude of individuals holding the similar feeling or emotion, if you wish, then you greatly enhance the potential of experiencing that reality, whether once again you in your awakened consciousness state view it as negative or positive is irrelevant. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You have human consciousness belief systems, societal belief systems, and individual belief systems. And in the human consciousness belief system, the more individuals that are holding a certain belief, that are consciously holding certain emotions and feelings, then you affect the entire vibrational level. We have suggested, based upon particular beliefs and belief systems that were being held by the majority of individuals, if you wish, by your human consciousness, that the so-called dominance of your world would reside in Asia. And those beliefs and belief systems are still in place, perhaps stronger than at the time when we made that particular prediction. And we hesitate to make predictions because it simply means that based upon the beliefs and belief systems that you hold in a particular moment, if you wish, to utilize your belief in time and space. You see, you alter your reality, both the future and the past, quite readily. But based upon the now, if you wish, you hold as a human consciousness this belief that there will be an alteration in your awakened consciousness state of what you refer to as dominance of your so-called earth system of economics, and to a certain extent as well for the dominance in reference to the notion of controlling other countries based upon your current beliefs and belief systems as a human consciousness, we would continue to predict that even stronger than before, the so-called Asian countries will dominate your Earth's financial system. As individuals continue to hold what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as negative responses to certain events, you not only enhance that event, you not only perpetuate, but you bring it into your personal being. It affects one's physical being. While it's very difficult to step aside and to not pay attention to what's occurring because you're a part of what's occurring, nonetheless, to maintain and to hold what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as negative or as what you would view or hold as an angry response is experienced throughout your entire physical being. It's experienced throughout the entire universe, and you are a part of that. And so you experience that in your physical being. And it can bring what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being a negative response or a negative experience. But once again, it's important to understand that the reality you experience is created from a position of absolute unconditional love with no judgment as to what's right or wrong. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you view as something as being right or wrong. And so as your human consciousness is holding these beliefs and belief systems that there will be alterations in your so-called dominance, particularly in your economic dominance, and consequently the dominance in other areas that based upon your so-called economy. Right now, based upon your current human consciousness beliefs and belief systems, Asia will most certainly dominate your world system. And the results will be felt, consequently, throughout your so-called Western societies. And then once again, the spark of consciousness that exists in each and every individual throughout your entire vibrational level will rejoice in that creation process, regardless of whether you in your awakened consciousness state view it as being positive or negative. What do you believe? Be aware of what one holds in your consciousness, because it affects not only your entire physical being, it affects every cell in the entire universe. What do you believe? Does that answer your question?
Curious then, so essentially, nothing matters. And my best bet is just to
you see, it matters in what you experience and what you believe in your awakened consciousness state. Absolutely, it can in your awakened consciousness state have one experience rather negative. What you would refer to as physical experiences. If you hold what you in your awakened consciousness state view as being very negative or thoughts of anger, for example, what you hold within you is experienced in each and every cell of your entire physical being. The spark of consciousness that creates it validates, but nonetheless, it's still in your awakened consciousness state. Your opportunity to make that choice. You see, it's in your awakened consciousness state that you make the choices and decisions. You hold the thoughts and feelings that influence your beliefs and belief systems so that you can experience these realities for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that experience. So what type of emotions and feelings do you desire to experience? The extreme emotions and feelings. you desire to experience the what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as a negative experience, or would you rather view in your awakened consciousness state what you view as a positive experience? Your choice, absolutely. And as individuals who are involved once again in the human consciousness creation process, and the human consciousness holds what we suggest now as a belief in a belief system, that there would be alteration in your so-called dominance of your economic system, in your system. Each of you are involved in that particular decision-making process, and how you experience that alteration, how it affects your individual existence, is based upon what you believe, based upon your choices and decisions. It's not necessarily negative. What do you believe? What do you desire? What would you like to experience? What do you expect? Expectation is the validation of your belief system. What do you believe? What do you expect? What would you like to experience? You see, when individuals are involved in any type of a scenario, you can have several individuals involved in the same scenario. And for one individual, it could be a very exciting and glamorous and quite desirable experience. While for another, experiencing exactly the same event, it can be exactly the opposite. It can be a very traumatic, in your awakened consciousness state, what you view as a very traumatic, difficult experience, based upon your beliefs. What do you believe? Based upon what it is that you desire, based upon your expectations, what do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. There can be individuals who are involved in what you would refer to as absolutely horrendous types of experiences, and yet they maintain what many would refer to as a very joyous experience. They maintain what many would explain as to being a very desirable experience. What do you believe? Some individuals are involved in a situation that affects their so-called health to an extent that it's very difficult for them to contain and to be involved and to understand and to accept. Other individuals involved in the same type of experience not only accept it, but understand that it's their creation from a position of absolute and unconditional love, and consequently from that same position of absolute unconditional love, alter the reality to what it is that they desire to experience, what it is that they imagine it would be like, what it is that they expect to experience. What do you believe? Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Are there any other questions for Josiah?
Yes. How do you increase a particular belief?
When you hold in your consciousness a particular thought or emotion, particularly in what we refer to as this new age and new energy, your consciousness influences the reality that you experience. But one must have that expectation to hold one's thought in a consciousness, but then to also as well say, well, that's a fine and dandy that I can hold that consciousness thought, but I don't really think that it's possible. I'm not capable of doing that. Even though you see another individual who is quite capable of achieving what it is that you desire, and yet you don't have the expectation. You don't believe that it's possible. You believe perhaps that it's possible for one particular element of your existence, as we had used in an example, that one believes that it's possible to create abundance. It's absolutely no problem to create abundance, while another has all types of difficulties in creating abundance, because to them that's difficult. And so when you hold it in your consciousness and you wish to, as you suggest, to strengthen the belief or a belief system, you must also have the expectation. You must believe that it's possible. To simply suggest that you hold it in your consciousness and it's going to alter the reality when you as well hold in your consciousness the belief that it's not possible, then it's not possible. It's not right or wrong. It's a validation of your choices. If you believe that you don't have the ability to affect your reality, no matter what you hold in your consciousness, if the basic belief is that you don't have that opportunity or that you don't have that capacity or that ability, then it will be validated. What do you believe? What do you believe? What you hold in your consciousness, what you expect to occur within your reality, is what occurs without exception. And that becomes difficult to accept when the reality is one that you, in your awakened consciousness state, view as less than desirable. But nonetheless, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And when you have a societal belief system and human consciousness belief systems, then you become part of that creation process, absolutely. And when you hold it in your consciousness and you expect to enhance it or to strengthen a particular belief system, you must also hold the expectation that it's possible. Very difficult many times. We have suggested in our so-called past, in the past interactions, if you wish, to go with inside, to learn, to go with inside and connect with that spark of consciousness that you are. Go with inside, alter your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. Have an intent of what it is that you desire. And get an understanding and a grasp of what it is that you truly believe, whether or not you have the expectation. Many individuals believe in your so-called concept of time and space that it's difficult for you to simply accomplish something, that you need to go through some type of an evolutionary process. And so you hold the belief that in order for you to become proficient at this meditation and the ability for you to alter that consciousness while maintaining awareness is a difficult concept. And if you hold that belief, then of course it's difficult. And if you hold the belief that it's going to take this evolution every time for you to accomplish it, then it's going to take the evolutionary time. And it validates your belief in time and space. It makes it more real. It makes you believe, because of your human consciousness belief in time and space, that it's more real, that it's more likely for you to accomplish your ability to utilize meditation to influence your reality. What do you believe? Go with inside. Learn to meditate while maintaining awareness of what it is that you desire. Have a desire. Understand what it is that you desire to experience in that altered state of consciousness. And once again, because of one's belief in time and space, because of one's belief that there's some type of evolutionary process that's necessary for one to become proficient at your so-called meditative state, choose something that's quite easy for you to experience and to accomplish in that meditative state, in that altered state of consciousness. And learn that it is possible. And then to have that expectation, enhance the expectation that not only is it possible for you to alter your reality, but you do alter your reality, and you do have that capacity, absolutely. Whether you're aware of it or not, you do it on a continual basis. What do you believe? It's difficult to grasp the concept that you are one, that each of you are one, and yet you are separate. It's difficult for you to grasp the concept that the effect that each of you have on your entire existence in this vibrational level. absolutely. What do you believe? You are one. You are connected. You create the reality. If you want to enhance that capacity to create the reality, then you must have that expectation. And once again, because of your belief in time and space, because of your belief in an evolutionary process, that as you practice, you become better at whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, then we would suggest that you utilize those beliefs and belief systems, utilize those techniques, whatever it is that you utilize to create and to influence your reality. We have suggested many times the method or technique that you utilize to influence and to create your reality is not nearly as important as your belief in that method or technique. You have that capacity, absolutely. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Are there any more questions for the fire?
I have one.
Okay.
Hi. Is there such thing as knowing something to be true, but for it to not be probable?
You, for many, do not believe, for example, that it's probable that what you hold in your consciousness can absolutely influence your reality. It can be true, and yet for many it is improbable. It's possible for one to, for example, have what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as a very serious terminal illness, and yet it's improbable that one could simply through choosing to allow to alter that particular incurable, terrible type of affliction, it's improbable that one could very easily change that. And yes, it is true, but improbable. In the majority of the individuals, what do you believe? The only limitation to one's creation process is your imagination. It's important to understand and to realize that all of, once again, your technological advances, the interactions that you're involved in this interaction with other individuals who are existing many, many in what you refer as miles distance from each other, are doing this communication as a result of technological advancements because of someone's imagination. What do you believe? And so it's entirely possible for one to have what you would refer to as a truism or a truth that may, to the majority, to seem to be as improbable. When you step outside of the human consciousness belief systems in particular, which is very difficult for you to do, but when even you step outside of the societal belief systems, which is not as difficult, but still very difficult to step outside of the societal belief system, and once again to use our example, to be experiencing what the society would view as being an impossible disease for you to cure without some type of assistance, and yet it is entirely possible. And so it's a possibility, it's a truism that for the majority is improbable. Absolutely. Does that answer your question?
Any more questions for your fire tonight?
Yeah, just fire. I just have a question. Appreciate your audience today. Which direction does influence flow? Does it flow more from the collective into an individual, or from an individual more or less to the rest of us, to the collective? I'm thinking of, throughout history, we've had very powerful personalities that either have, in our judgment, been positive or negative. That's the way we see things.
We spoke earlier this afternoon about allowing another individual to have some type of control. over one's reality. That's a choice. When you allow that individual to have an influence on your reality, be that in your awakened consciousness state viewed as positive or negative is irrelevant. You give that individual the power to influence your reality. Not only individual realities, but societal realities as well. And so it's refusing, if you wish, to accept the responsibility that you are in control of your reality. That individual, regardless of who it is, that individual is only being allowed to influence your so-called societal belief systems because society allows, because individuals agree to participate as individuals agree. The more individuals who disagree, then that influence becomes less positive, if you wish. That influence ceases to exist. And so it's not the individual that's responsible for these so-called societal belief systems and societal occurrences, but rather it's the individuals involved who allow, who hold the emotions and feelings that allow that particular type of activity to occur. Absolutely. Once again, we have suggested that based upon your human consciousness belief systems, based upon how it is that individuals are holding their beliefs at this particular now in your time period or your time frame, if you wish, it's very difficult to give explanations based upon an illusion of time. But nonetheless, based upon your current belief systems, your so-called Asian countries will dominate your economic system in your earth system. That is not necessarily a very bad type of scenario. You can exist within that, absolutely. Not only can, but will. What do you believe? What will be your reaction? How will you react? What will you hold as a belief in a belief system? What will you hold in your consciousness that will influence that interaction, that exchange, if you wish, of your economic powers from one particular element, from what you refer to as the Western society to this Asian society? It's not necessarily a bad thing. Is a different thing, and it's one that's going to validate beliefs and belief systems that are held in your human consciousness state. And so it's an individual, absolutely, that influences other individuals. But you allow that influence to occur. An individual only has power over other individuals if everyone agrees. When people stop agreeing, then it ends. We have suggested many times that when people are involved in a what you refer to as an abusive situation, that it's the victim who is in control. When the victim decides to terminate that interaction, then it ends. And that's a difficult concept for one to grasp, particularly when you believe that the victim is the one who is not in control, when it's the victim who is subjected to being controlled by another. But we would suggest that it's the victim that allows that control to occur. And when the victim decides to stop that particular type of interaction, then the abuse stops. Now, we've been challenged in which there were circumstances where that abuse stopped in what you would refer to as a very violent type of situation. Nonetheless, the abuse stops when the victim decides to terminate. The victim is in control. The victim controls the situation, absolutely. And so it is when you're involved in a situation where it appears like a society is being controlled. The society is in control and is allowing that to occur. And when they stop allowing that to occur, then it changes. And it's a combination of individuals agreeing, holding various particular beliefs and belief systems, not necessarily based on the negative, what you would refer to as the negative emotions and feelings that are being expressed by the so-called abuser. You only perpetuate when you hold the negative, but hold rather a position of understanding, a position of love, a position of expectation for the creation process. Does that answer your question?
It does very much. Thank you.
Well, now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for once again allowing us this opportunity to interact and to share with you. And it's important that you understand that we simply suggest to you that which you desire to hear. If you wish to understand, go with inside. The message that desires that you desire to hear, the answers that you desire to hear are within inside each of you. Alter your consciousness while maintaining your awareness with an intent of what it is that you desire to experience, with the intent of what it is that you desire to understand. Go with inside. Alter your consciousness while maintaining your awareness and have a purpose. And you have that capacity to gain the information that you seek, absolutely. Now, once again, as we have suggested, it has been a very desirable interaction, and we would like to remind each of you that we are not separated by time or space, but should you desire to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.